Welcome to Living Well with Dr. Howard Booz. The topics explored on this program can help people be all they can be. Dr. Booz wants to help people see that they aren't just victims of genes and germs, but they have choices, and that their choices make a difference in the quality of life and health. Living Well Live.
And good Sunday morning to you. I am Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and I'm looking forward to today. I've got a special guest on the program. This special guest I've wanted to have on for probably a good, at least a year, maybe 2 years. And I've finally been able to get him on the program. You know, there are a lot of times I'll learn things from patients. I'll be taking care of a particular patient, and we may run into a difficulty, and they'll tell me of a doctor that they had used in the past, and then they were pleased with, and so I'd look into that doctor and find out that they're doing things I didn't know about. And so, you know, you've heard me say on this program many, many times that your family needs to have a healthcare team. It really does. You need to have a good dentist. And I'm going to talk eventually about Dr. Eddie Smith, a great dentist here in Tulsa, a great conservative guy. And, hey, by the way, this is a little side note. If you're thinking about a Christmas present for somebody, well, I shouldn't say this out loud because I bought somebody a Christmas present. I hope they're not listening. But for $130, you know, teeth whitening anymore is getting pretty easy to do. And at Dr. Eddie Smith's office, I don't think you can get it anywhere in the state for that. $130, and they'll go down, they'll mold your teeth with this, they put this thing in your mouth and makes a cast of your teeth. And they put this little... I can't describe it, but it's a little mold they make of your teeth, and you put these drops in, and does a great job. Great job. That might be a gift that you might want to be looking for somebody. Dr. Eddie Smith on Memorial, but $130, and it's a great deal. But anyway, I'll find out about different people, and I always want to put together a collection of folks to have a healthcare team. You know, we've had Dr. Randall Hendricks on the program, orthopedic surgeon. We've had... have Dr. Catherine Neubauer, a naturopath. And I think it's just a good idea to have, of course, a chiropractor. And, you know, you always know I'm here. You always know I'm applying for the job, a chiropractic doctor for your family. And another gentleman, Dr. Chad Edwards. And we're going to talk to him today because he's got some techniques that I've really seen extremely beneficial for some folks who have been stubborn for me to take care of. And he's been able to help them go a long, long way. And I want to jump into that interview here just the next 2 or 3 minutes. But I did want to say that I want to express my sympathy for some folks out there this week. Some great folks I've just learned to care for and love. And that's the Sheila Brazel and Kayla Brazel. This week was kind of a tough week for them. And I want your prayers for them. She lost her mother. And Lahoma Brazel, and went to her service there in Cushing, Oklahoma this weekend for just a great woman, and there she's going to be missed, and it's just extra tough when it's during the holiday season. So you know, I want you to know, Sheila and Kayla, our prayers are out for you and your dad and your brother. But Lahoma was a great woman, and we're all going to miss her. But last week, if you remember, also Christine was here, and she was like the reporter on the scene for the Andrew Wild lecture that he gave here in Tulsa. You get a chance. That's another great gift idea is go online and take a look at the Tulsa Town Hall. And Town Hall's got some great speakers who come to the Performing Arts Center. It's about once every 2 or 3 months. Some great speakers, some great authors. But Dr. Andrew Wild was one of those speakers. He was last week. And I got so excited about it. I bought about a dozen tickets. I was going to bring a bunch of doctors and friends. And something came up that day. We became very shorthanded at the office, so I couldn't get away. And she went, and she asked her if she would take notes and report on the lecture at the show. And she was able to meet him and have lunch with him, and my daughter-in-law was there with her. And so many of you heard her last week giving a talk about what he presented, and it's a lot of the things we've been talking about the last 8 years on this program. And she was in the middle of talking about it, and I kind of gave her a signal it was time to go, and she said, well, we'll continue after this break. And I told her the break was going to be 7 days because she didn't realize it was so late in the program. And so that's why she's going to be back, and she's going to finish up the report because he's got some information that is really important, especially about anti-inflammatories, some natural anti-inflammatories. Again, we've talked about in this program, but I asked her if she'd come back and please share the rest of that information with us. But I want to dive in because our show has a tendency to just fly by. And so, again, I'm so glad that we're finally able to arrange for our special guest to be here. And I want to, like I said, I want to have our next guest on the show for well over a year, maybe 2 years. And our special guest is Dr. Chad Edwards. I found out about Dr. Edwards from a patient of mine that turns out to be a patient, Dr. Edwards also. And my patient just raved about him. And after looking to what he's all about, I'm a big fan of Dr. Edwards, too. I've been able to find out that Dr. Chad has a long record of leadership and accolades. He served in the U.S. Army as an enlisted soldier for 11 years. He was a drill sergeant and a preventative medicine specialist. That's a combination I really hadn't heard before, a drill sergeant and a preventive medicine specialist. And during that time, he earned several distinguished awards, including Drill Sergeant of the Year, several other military medals. I want to tell you these things because he won't tell you these things. But he's a graduate from Oklahoma Baptist University with a Bachelor of Science degree in exercise science and sports medicine with a minor in biology. And during his undergraduate training, he was participated as an athletic trainer at the athletics department. He's an OSU med school graduate and completed a residency in family medicine. He was selected as the intern of the year at the Army's largest family medicine residency program. And I found this real special, that Dr. Chad Edwards was selected to serve as the senior resident for the Delta Force family members. So that's pretty cool. Selected as the senior resident for the Delta Force family members. He was hand-selected to develop from scratch the medical section of the first new Special Forces battalion over 20 years. And his battalion served with distinction in Operation Iraqi Freedom as the Special Operations Task Force North. And what to me is extremely impressive is that the medical systems in his battalion were so thoroughly developed that, now listen, there was not one single fatality during the rotation. And he was awarded the Bronze Star Medal for his role in Iraq. He finished his active duty military service as a family medical physician at Blanchfield Army Community Hospital. And Chad also worked in several emergency departments in order to further develop his skills and breadth of knowledge in medicine. And he's worked as a family physician at Warren Clinic in St. Francis Hospital for a year now. And he's opening up his own clinic, which I'm going to ask him to please talk about. He's having a big, big open house and a grand opening for the Revolution Health and Wellness Clinic. And Dr. Chad Edwards, I welcome you to the program.
Thank you so much, Dr. Booz. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we finally did it. We talked about this several times. It's great to have you on. And because of time, always flies by, you're going to find that out. I want to jump right in and just ask you the real crux of why I wanted to have you on the program, and that's to talk to you about your specialty, well, one of your specialties, which is prolotherapy. So, Dr. Edwards, what is prolotherapy?
Well, basically, prolotherapy is a treatment for a lot of causes of musculoskeletal pain. And so what we're trying to do is heal these tissues so that the pain goes away. So, in short, it's fixing these people's pains. We know that a lot of sources of musculoskeletal pain is because of ligament and tendon weakness. Ligaments and tendons are largely made of collagen, and this collagen is a very strong tensile protein. And so when these structures are working well, everything functions normally and there's no pain. The problem comes when these ligaments and tendons become damaged, and this collagen that makes these things up begins to stretch or is damaged or broken, and it causes a little bit of stretching. Well, one of the other things that these ligaments and tendons have is a very high density of nerves. And these nerves, principally called C fibers, transmit signals to the brain, and that gives us feedback so that we know where we are in space, we know how much tension is on a given muscle, and so we can kind of prevent injuries and things like that. Well, when these ligaments and tendons are damaged and they're allowed to stretch, it irritates these nerves that don't like to stretch, and it causes this pain stimulus to the brain. The idea of prolotherapy, and prolo stands for proliferant, is we're trying to proliferate collagen in these structures. And when we do that, it restores the normal integrity of those structures, and those nerves can kind of calm down, and their function goes back to completely normal. So it's pretty cool procedure.
Well, I like it because of several reasons. One is it works. It's effective. And two is I like it because it's also logical. It makes sense. I think there's so many times that we'll do things in healthcare that unfortunately I think are outdated or archaic and don't make a lot of sense, and just treating pain, and that's it. And, my field of chiropractic will work on locked joints that are locked up, and I've worked to do that, but there's been time where like in the particular patient I had that I wanted to send to you, to where no matter what I did, it was still unstable. It wouldn't, well, we use the word hold the adjustment, just very unstable. That's why I think that was made great sense to for this. Again, it's it goes by the name of prolotherapy, but what does it stand for again?
The prolo portion is proliferant. So again, we're trying to proliferate this collagen.
And new tissues. So I want to ask you a question too, and that is that it's not really a standard procedure. Is it recognized by most physicians?
Yeah, it is not a standard procedure. It's actually been around for nearly 100 years.
Really?
It's been around for a long time. It's been fairly well studied, and what I mean by that is there's a lot of case series, a lot of case reports, but there's not a lot of randomized, placebo-controlled, double-blinded studies that really can substantiate the procedure. And given our current medical system where we want that evidence-based medicine, that information is lacking, and a lot of physicians just don't accept prolotherapy in the standard. And the studies that are there are not of good quality. There's not high volumes on some of these. There are some very good studies, but they're very small numbers. So it's difficult to get acceptance. You know, my experience has been that the physicians that understand prolotherapy, kind of buy off on prolotherapy, recommend prolotherapy, are those that either have a personal experience or they've had a patient that has really had a life-changing experience with it.
You know, I commend doctors that we want to have evidence-based medicine. We want to have studies and randomized controlled trials. And I think some types of studies lend themselves better to RCT, that randomized controlled trials, than, say, different individuals with different backgrounds and different nutritional intake, different stress levels. It makes it tough sometimes to really track down and say, okay, we've proved that, because you can't find 100 of the same people with the same lifestyle but the results is what I love. I want to get to.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break here in just a minute, but I want to ask you because I know with your medical background, I want you to, maybe we should hold off on that, because I want to ask you how you got started in doing prolotherapy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you a question, and we talked about it earlier today, and you didn't tell me the answer to it, but I have a feeling as to why that this is not standardized type of care. But I'm sometimes jaded, and so maybe my answer is different than yours, but it always talks about possibly following the money sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But that's just my opinion.
That's
my
right.
Jaded opinion. But let's take a quick break. It's 9:18, and I'm going to do this different. For the last 8 years, we've read this differently. KRMG is making a change, so I'm going to slow down and say this different today. You're listening to FM 102.3 and AM 740 News Talk KRMG.
Team Traffic every 10 minutes in the afternoons. On the 7s during the KRMG Afternoon News at 5. This is Tulsa's number one traffic station. FM 102.3 and AM 740. News Talk KRMG. Depend on it.
Make sure to take News Talk KRMG with you on your smartphone. Stream us live on the TuneIn radio app.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
Life seldom depends on how fast you go, but more often on how well you stop. Worn tires can lose their footing long before they're considered bald and can be deadly on wet roads. Tires are considered worn out at 2/32 of an inch, but Consumer Reports tests show you may want to consider shopping for new tires for your car or truck closer to the 4/32 inch tread depth. Hi, I'm Troy from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires, and we're here to help keep you safe. Stop by anytime. We'll be happy to check the tread on your tires. Of course, if your tires are getting thin, we have a number of options for you, like the 60,000-mile warranted Cooper Lifeliner GLS, the 80,000-mile warranted Cooper Touring CS4, and for light trucks and sport utilities, we've got the 60,000-mile warranted Discover HT and the 70,000-mile warranted Cooper Discover CTS to offer you. Cecil & Sons Discount Tire in Sand Springs for all your auto maintenance and tire needs, and join me and our team of experts with your automotive questions on The Wheel Show here every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on KRMG.
Here we are at Whataburger, picking up breakfast in the fire department. I've been in the firefighting business for 30 years now. These guys are my family, and they can count on me for anything. The orange striped bag, when I walk in the station with it, the guys know, hey, breakfast is here. They're going to have a good hot meal.
I like the bacon taquito.
The breakfast on a bun.
Honey butter chicken biscuit.
I show up with a couple bags of Whataburger while they tear it apart. Sharing breakfast with the guys, that's what makes me happy.
Have you lost money in the stock market? Were you misled about the safety of your investments? 1-800-STOCKLOSS recovers money for investors through arbitration. Yes, you can recover money lost with stockbrokers through arbitration. We'll hold your brokerage house responsible for losses. 1-800-STOCKLOSS only gets paid after you recover your money. That's 1-800-STOCK, as in stock market, loss. Or 1-800-333-4567. Act now.
When it comes to taking care of the things that matter most to you, find the answers here all weekend long. It's another Ask the Experts weekend on FM 102.3 and AM 740. News Talk KRMG.
Welcome back to the program. It's 9:21. I'm Dr. Howard Boozer. We're talking with Dr. Chad Edwards. And Dr. Chad Edwards has a long military background. He is a practicing physician here in Tulsa now. And he's working successfully with a lot of folks who have been having pain syndromes where they've tried chiropractic care, they've tried different other techniques, and for some reason or the other, the like in my case, I've had patients who have come for my chiropractic care, got great results, but there was a certain percentage of folks who just don't hold their care, they don't hold their adjustment, they're too susceptible to re-injury, they're too unstable. And so I found out about prolotherapy, and Dr. Chad is but we're talking about prolotherapy, and we were talking about it. Just again, would you kind of just one more time, it helps to stimulate collagen fibers to help strengthen a weakened area that's been damaged, and that it's not necessarily considered the most standardized procedure. And well, actually, let's jump ahead. How did you start doing prolotherapy?
Yeah, so that's an interesting story. I was, you know, obviously I had traditional training. I was traditional. You know, in the sense of the word that
sure.
I guess we can use, osteopathic physician trained here at OSU and then did my family medicine residency at Womack Army Medical Center. And that was a dual approved residency, meaning that we did allopathic and osteopathic medicine. And, you know, I remember in medical school that we talked about, you know, you treat the patient, not the lab. You treat the patient, not the number. But then in residency, it became the other way around. And we start treating numbers and forget about patients. That wasn't the intent, but that's kind of what sure. ends up happening. Well, what I had was, you know, in the special operations community, my job was to keep these guys, these, you know, tip of the spear guys that are out, you know, doing, you know, the lion's share of some of the work. I mean, just really some intense guys doing everything that their nation called them to do, and they would get injured and they would get damaged, so to speak. And I remember one guy specifically had a low back injury. Now, this was a guy that had accomplished everything that he had set out to accomplish and had done everything that he had set to do, and is coming to me saying, "My back hurts so bad, I can't do my job. You know, I'll do anything you tell me to do, but it hurts so bad for 2 or 3 days after that that I just, it's not worth it to me, and I want you to send me home. If you can't fix me, then send me home." Well, obviously, we're going to do our standard medicine stuff, and we're going to do an evaluation, and, you know, there was no radiculopathy, or there was nothing that made me think, okay, there's a very serious injury that needs surgical intervention. We did MRIs. The MRI was completely normal. Well, at that point, my logical conclusion was this guy's got secondary gain. He's got some reason that he doesn't want to do, you know, what he's doing. This doesn't make sense. So in my standard medicine brain, I was saying this guy's crazy. He's making it up because there's nothing objective that I can find that is saying there's something wrong with his back. And that guy, so we ended up doing a medical board, and we boarded him out of the military for medical grounds and sent him home. And that guy stuck in my head, and that was kind of one that I just filed in the back of my brain. Well, I had one of my commanders that came to me, and he said, "Chad, I need you to do prolotherapy on my elbow." And I said, "Well, I've never heard of prolotherapy. I don't know what this is." And this was late 2008. And he said, "Well, then your homework is to find out what prolotherapy is and find somebody that does it." Roger that. Okay, got it. We're going to go find somebody that does it, and we'll get you in. Well, I found a physician in Nashville. His name was Mark Johnson. He was a urologist, and his story was that he had back pain that was so bad that he couldn't operate anymore. And he knew someone that did prolotherapy, and he went to Dr. Ross Hauser out of Chicago, and they were friends, and he did prolotherapy, and short story is he cured his pain. And so he started doing prolotherapy, and now all he does is prolotherapy. And he's been doing that for several years. Wonderful man. So I sent my commander to him, and my commander's tennis elbow got better. Okay, well, that's an interesting story. He got better. Well, snake oil probably works if you use it on enough patients. So that wasn't necessarily that striking. But as a service to his country, so to speak, he wanted to come and give an in-service on what prolotherapy was. So he came to our facility and told us about prolotherapy. And some of the things that he said were definitely light bulb moments for me. A lot of the things that he said were, they, like you said, made sense. You know, that we're trying to heal damaged structures. We're not trying to mask pain. We're not trying to give a pill for it. We're trying to heal this. And the body uses an inflammatory process to heal structures. We know that. But we think, especially, as an athletic trainer, we literally had a shirt that said, just ice it. Well, this guy's telling me, don't ice it. That limits the inflammation, and we want to actually use heat after an injury. And obviously that's shocking to me with my background in sports medicine and things like that. And it was almost alarming. And so I said, well, I've got to look into this. But if what this guy is telling me is true, this is going to change my world. And that's exactly what happened. Well, I had another patient that came to me that had one of these other conditions that, we can't find objective reasons that they're having pain. And I said, well, let's try that weirdo thing that this guy talked about. And, we mix our own solution. And so I was able to mix it there in the clinic, and I injected this. It was a girl that was running and had knee pain, and nothing else had worked. So I injected her, and she came back and was substantially better. And we did a couple of more rounds, and her pain went away. And again, an N of one. I'd had one experience, one success. Okay, well, that worked. And so then as these patients started presenting, I say, well, let's try this. And I kind of gradually grew that patient base, and it's been absolutely phenomenal. And that's, in short, how I got started in prolotherapy.
Well, when you find something that works, by the way, you just said use heat on the eye. I've always said don't use heat, use ice. And for certain conditions where the problem's really been taken care of and now it's time to get the inflammation down.
Sure.
But with the idea of prolotherapy about changing the collagen tissue and to increasing the collagen tissue, we had Dr. Altshuler, who's works at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and he works with a laser, and it's the idea is that same thing, is to help to increase the collagen strength and to produce more collagen cells. And so that's why, again, I like the idea of prolotherapy in that it does make sense. And so this is kind of also going out to you doctors out there who maybe, taking care of a patient, and if you're a chiropractor and you've located their problem, but they just don't seem to stabilize, this is something I've really found to be advantageous. And there's lots of folks out there maybe saying, okay, what are the risks for this? Are there any risk?
Well, of course, anytime we do any procedure, there's always going to be some kind of inherent risk. The biggest risks with this are what's inherent with the actual needle and the actual injection. The solution itself, there's really not a significant risk unless you're allergic to the anesthetic. So most of the risks are going to be associated with the actual needle. Things like bleeding and infection, although I've never seen either of those. We use very small needles, but they're long. So the bigger the diameter, it seems that we increase our risk of an infection. So we use these fairly small needles, and probably the biggest risk, though, would be hitting a structure that we don't intend to hit. Now, that, of course, depends on the area that we're treating. If we're treating a knee, there aren't many things there that we're real concerned about unless we get around to the backside where the arteries, nerves, and veins live. So hitting a nerve would be a potential problem. And then when you get around the chest cavity, things like pneumothorax, something like that where you collapse a lung.
Which would kind of be my next question. Well, one of the questions is, can it be considered painful? I guess it can be, but not always. Is that correct?
Sure. The comfort or discomfort with the procedure varies from one patient to the next quite a bit. I've had patients that – I literally had a patient say that I've had haircuts that hurt worse. Uh-huh. And then some patients, it was the most horrific thing in the world to them. So these are areas that are already damaged, already painful, and we're putting a needle in them. So, and of course, a lot of people have a mental thing about getting a lot of needles, and so that can be extremely uncomfortable to
them.
But
the end result's what you want. We got to take one more quick break, and when we come back, I want to ask you about your success rate, because I know it's the success rate's great, and also want to talk to you a little bit about the cost, and also about your new clinic that's coming up. And I'm just going to give you a sneak preview, because I know that a lot of listeners out there are aware of the The Biggest Loser, the TV show The Biggest Loser,
yeah.
And Danny Cahill is going to be at your grand opening.
That's right.
Which is going to be on Friday, November 30th. That's just this coming Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. So I'm going to be out there. I'd love to come out and see it.
Love to have you.
So, again, let's take a quick break. Again, we're talking to Dr. Chad Edwards and about his opening new clinic here in Tulsa. And I'm Dr. Howard Boos from Boos Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. Listening to Tulsa's home for Fox News, FM 102.3 and AM 740, News Talk KRMG.
Listening to FM 102.3 and AM 740, News Talk KRMG, Tulsa's number one news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Blinds.com is crushing home improvement store prices on blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And right now, you can take an extra 15 to 20% off the top brands in November, just in time for the holidays. Visit Blinds.com for details and check out their free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, no sales tax in most states, and prices that crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Jeff Reeser. My dad opened his first store in 1963. Local meant something, just like it does today. And we strive to carry on his legacy by offering you premium products like the Certified Angus Beef brand. It's brought to you by local ranchers across the country, just like Todd Kunkel and his family.
Hi, I'm Todd Kunkel from Lazy K Cattle Company in Blue Jacket, Oklahoma. I love everything about ranching. It's a lifestyle that means everything to my family. We love caring for the cattle and especially the satisfaction that comes from putting the very best beef on dinner tables across America. When I go into Reese's stores, I really like to walk the meat counter to see the certified Angus beef brand steaks. There's a satisfaction that comes from knowing that every bite will taste great.
The Kunkels and other Angus ranching families like them are caretakers of their cattle and the land in which they roam. They raise the best Angus beef available, and here at Reeser's, we're proud to bring the certified Angus beef brand to your table.
Sean Hannity.
I truly believe that the conservative way is a better way for the country.
And the best talk radio in Tulsa. Afternoons at 2, FM 102.3 and AM 740. News Talk KRMG.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Howard Boos from Boos Chiropractic Spine Tulsa, and we're talking with Dr. Chad Edwards, and it's been a great conversation, and this time does fly by. We've gone by too fast. I'm going to have Dr. Edwards back on the program because I've got lots more questions I wanted to ask him, but I do want to give some information to you listeners out there because I really do want you to, if you're having trouble, and again, I'm going to have, I just know this, there's no technique, there's no profession in the world that's got the answer for everything. So if you are a doctor out there who thinks maybe that's, we've all been with certain patients where you've done your dangdest and for some reason it's just not stabilizing like it could, this is an area you may have never thought about before. It makes sense. There are little to no side effects, none. And the success rate is, Dr. Edwards, what would you say the success rate would be?
Well, what's been published in the case series done since the early 1900s is about an 85 to 90% success rate. Now, I haven't kept exact records so that I know, I've done 700 patients and, I've got this exact rate. But I would say very close to that, in the 85 to 90%.
I don't know if you listeners know, but for a good medication, I believe it's 27 to 29% is considered a good medication for success rate, and so for a procedure that's 85 to 90% successful with practically no side effects, I mean, it's something I would want to have you pick up the phone and call. And so by the way, if you got a pencil handy, get a pencil handy because I'm going to tell you where to call here in just about 30 seconds. I'm also going to tell you a website you need to go and just educate yourself more about the procedure and about Dr. Edwards' clinic and about his upcoming opening house, grand opening, coming up this Friday. But So let's just talk, if we can, just a little bit. Is this covered by insurance?
It's generally not covered by insurance. Medicare considers prolotherapy to be a natural therapy because the solutions are natural solutions except for the anesthetic that stimulate a very specific response. And so Medicare doesn't cover natural therapies, and so it's not covered by Medicare. Now, standard insurance tends to follow Medicare. They tend to follow those guidelines. I have seen some reimbursement, but it's extremely rare. So generally, we charge for the office visit separate from the procedure.
I see.
We'll file insurance where we can, and then we charge for the procedure separately. And if your insurance company doesn't cover the office visit, that's okay. We're only going to charge you for the procedure because we know that we get limited coverage on that, if any.
And like anything, and like you, if you were to go to a physical therapist, to a chiropractor, whatever, one session is probably not going to be what you're going to need, is it?
Right. So. Yeah, the average patient is going to need between 3 and 6 sessions, or okay, 3 and 6 rounds of the procedure. Certainly you have outliers. I've got some patients that get one injection or one round, and they do great. On the other end of the spectrum, we've got those that need 10 or 11. As long as that patient is continuing to improve and wants to continue to have the procedure performed, I'll continue to inject them.
And can you give us just an approximate cost of what prolotherapy normally goes for?
Yeah, number one, we tend to do a lot of specials. We want to get this out as much as we can because patients get a lot of benefit from it. So, if cost is a concern, then call us and ask if we've got any specials going on. And also, I would say that if you're